at 6:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Armistice Day. It's the day when we commemorate the winning, the ending, essentially, of World War I. It is also, of course, Veterans Day. It became Veterans Day afterwards. And this is the day when we celebrate and honor the sacrifice made by all veterans. This is everyone. Everyone who served, serving, everyone who is in the military. We take this day and remember and just honor them. It is different from Memorial Day. And we tell you that every time, both on Memorial Day and on Veterans Day. Memorial Day is when we remember those who have died for us. Veterans Day is when we remember everyone who served for us. Joining us now, we have retired Colonel Russ Vernon. He is the president of the National Purple Heart Honor Mission. Their website is purpleheartmission.org. He was a U.S. Military Academy West Point graduate, served in the Fighting 69th. He's got a Ranger tab, air assault, and airborne rings, and of course, many other honors on the path to becoming a colonel as he was. Thank you so much for your service, Colonel, and welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, it's an honor to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. You know, you guys, the thing that you do to honor people who particularly, Purple Heart honorees, can maybe just take a second. I know that almost everybody knows what a Purple Heart is, how you qualify for it, but can you maybe just take a second and explain that to people? Because it's the kind of thing that if they don't know, how are they going to know unless somebody tells them?
You know, the Purple Heart is the one medal no one wants to receive, but it's the medal I think everyone who receives is most proud of. To receive the Purple Heart, you have to be combat wounded. So these are heroes that many have given their all, and many live day to day with the scars of the wounds of combat. And I think it's critical, especially on Veterans Day, that we honor and remember all of these great heroes that were willing to sacrifice for their country.
So it is, as you say, it is the one that leaves the permanent mark, the reminder that there was a wound suffered, sometimes a grievous wound, sometimes including death suffered as a result of serving to protect our freedoms. And it is, as you say, the one nobody wants to get, but that everybody remembers so vividly. And you guys, in your project, what is the project? What is the Patriot Project? It's really a kind of a cool thing that you guys are doing.
So once a year, the Patriot Project provides Purple Heart recipients from across the country with an all-expenses-paid trip to visit the National Purple Heart Hall of Honor, the museum dedicated as a tribute to their service. And these powerful visits provide a unique opportunity for our Purple Heart heroes to connect with other recipients and experience the appreciation of a grateful nation committed to ensuring their stories of courage and sacrifice are remembered for generations to come. Every honoree is given the hero's welcome they deserve, and particularly our Vietnam vets, mm-hmm. who didn't get such a nice welcome when they returned home.
Yeah, some of our, as we all know, some of our returning veterans, they were treated like the champions of the universe, World War II, for example. Others, as you say, Vietnam, a really embarrassing, quite frankly, welcome home, not even a welcome home for a lot of them from this country. We have from, what is it, each state has a nominee every year, or most states? I know we have one from Florida, right?
Yes, so every state is eligible to have a honoree.
Okay.
And this year we expect all 50 states to be appropriately represented. And these nominations come from colleagues, grandchildren, spouses, other military veterans, and we get hundreds and hundreds to fill those 50 slots. And all of these heroes are deserving, but unfortunately we have to whittle it down to one honoree per state. And I'm proud to announce today that Colonel Washington Sanchez from Tallahassee is Florida's representative.
Wow.
And Colonel Sanchez served in the Vietnam War. That's where he got his Purple Heart while serving as a forward observer with the 1st Cavalry Division But what's amazing about these Purple Heart recipients is not that they received a Purple Heart in combat, but it's what they've done with their lives since. And Colonel Sanchez, after 27 years of service, has never stopped serving the veterans of Florida. And he, to this day, continues to provide numerous services and outreach. And he's founded numerous veterans organizations throughout the state. And it's also a family affair with his wife, Gloria, who does this with him. And I can't think of a more worthy representative than Colonel Sanchez.
Now, that's great. And as
we're
you said,
proud to announce that this morning.
That's fantastic. So Colonel Washington Sanchez from the Tallahassee area, he served in the Vietnam War. And as I'm looking over the list of people that are being honored today with the announcement that they will be a part of the Purple Heart Patriot Project next year, I see the vast majority of them are Vietnam War veterans. There are also a significant number of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. And I see just one on this list. I see one from the Gulf War. I may be missing one or two, but I see one still even from World War II, Andrew Spores of Illinois. That's and one from Korea as well. So this is there's a lot of different conflicts that you're honoring people in regards to the service, right?
What's amazing is when you look across the 50 honorees, we do have a World War II, Andrew Spores from Illinois. We've got a recipient from Louisiana that's earned received four Purple Hearts.
Wow.
And we do have every conflict, every service. We have seven women being represented amongst the 50 states. So when you look at our honorees, it's a true cross-section of America, and it truly shows the diversity of our military. And we're really proud as we assembled this year's honorees to, in fact, represent America in the most appropriate way.
Well, I am so glad that you are doing what you're doing. I think that it is a wonderful service to give these heroes the tribute that they deserve. Last question for talking to Colonel Russ Vernon. He is with the Purple Heart Mission, purpleheartmission.org. You can find them online. But Colonel Vernon, you know, for a lot of us who did not serve, a lot of civilians on this day, and even in any day during the year, we encounter people who are veterans or who are active duty. And, you know, we sometimes feel like we want to do or say something. Is there some best message? Is there some most meaningful thing that in that brief moment or two when we interact with somebody in the service, is there something that we can say that is most meaningful?
I think it's how you doing. and we appreciate what you've done for us, but how are you doing? How are you feeling? And I think that's kind of magical. You know, most of us who served did so willingly, and most of us are proud and enjoyed our service and don't need a lot of thanks, but it's nice to hear the thought, how are you doing?
I appreciate
and I think that. I think that's pretty nice. And I do want to emphasize with the Patriot Mission, we do give these folks the welcome they deserve, but it's all expenses paid. So we do this with funds raised through donations, and we appreciate any help you can get in that regard. And once again, as you've said, purpleheartmission.org, you can find out all about us. And every month we send out a newsletter that highlights a couple of these Purple Heart heroes from around the nation and tells their story. And I think in today's where we have a cancel culture going on right now, where we're trying to revise or change history, it's important to understand that the right to protest, the right to burn the flag, all of those things were given to us by the patriotism of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, who we honor and thank today.
Absolutely. Colonel Russ Vernon, he is the president of the National Purple Heart Honor Mission. You can find them online at purpleheartmission.org. Colonel, thank you for the time. Thank you for your service. If I had a little more time, I would ask you how you're doing. This is a sentiment that was echoed very much by our local commissioner, who said that's the one thing, to just call somebody you know and ask them how they're doing. So I appreciate you reiterating that exact message. Thank you so much for the time this morning, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you.